Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, there is definitely a split developing in the market. Some people think this will continue to keep going up, and others are screaming loudly, caution. The Dow for the week was up 2.1%. Dow had the best week it's had in a long time. Year-to-date, it's up 6.3%. Not bad. S&P, not too much, up 0.7%. Year-to-date, we're still up over 18%. NASDAQ down this week a little bit. It's because the tech earnings we'll talk about in a minute. But year-to-date, still up 34.1%. The MSCI International Index down this week, 0.3%. Year-to-date, almost 12% up. 10-year Treasury, pretty much flat. Expecting the Fed next week. Oil, $76.91 a barrel, had a decent week, up 2%. Year-to-date, still off, a little over 4%. Bonds, closing in at $98 for the week, up 0.1%. Year-to-date, up 2.5%. That's it. The Fed is going to be meeting this week. And I think they will raise rates 25 basis points. And then I don't think they're going to do anything to the end of the year. And of course, I'll keep talking about the data as long as it remains Goldilocks. Now, what does that mean, Goldilocks? And this is a lot of the questions I've been getting. The vernacular on Wall Street has changed, and in some cases considerably. Consider this: from quantitative easing, Grexit, Operation Twist, Brexit, to all these new terms, hard landing, Goldilocks, soft landing, immaculate disinflation. So I wanted to provide this morning to you a glossary of sorts that identifies the important terms being used by financial media today and explain in plain English, hopefully, what it means to you and your investment. So if you don't mind, I would recommend you pull out a pen or a pencil or open up your laptop and type these down. Here's the first term. Hard landing. What does that mean? Well, it means that the Fed hikes rates too high or keeps them high for too long, and they succeed in lowering inflation and increasing the unemployment rate by essentially causing a recession. So why do you care? Why does that matter? Well, if there is a hard landing, if the Fed rate hikes cause the contraction, also known as a recession, then they will have accomplished their goal. But they will also have damaged the economy, and this outcome would be negative for stocks, real estate, and corporate bonds. However, it would be positive for U.S. Treasuries. I'll get to this all in a minute, what it means in your portfolio. The second term you need to know is called a soft landing. What does that mean? Well, the Fed hikes rates, but not too much, nor for too long, and the reaction is inflation returns back to 2% and the labor market normalizes. Economic growth slows down, but still remains slightly positive, and there is no recession. Now, this matters to you because this is powerful for stocks. And I would say that the reason why we've seen some of the most recent rally is as a direct result of what we've been seeing in that sort of vernacular. And so this hope for a soft landing is definitely one of the drivers of the market that we've seen here in the last few weeks. Now, what does the term mean, no landing? Because there's another new one. This just came up. What's no landing mean? Well, it means that economic growth doesn't slow. The Fed keeps rates high. The economy rolls on with good employment numbers, solid growth, and high rates. And if you want to compare that to anything of the past, think back to the mid-80s. Importantly, no landing does not go on forever. So this matters because near-term, stocks like it. They continue to go higher. But this is negative for bonds and real estate because those high rates keep the sales of homes and the cost of money still up there. The fourth term that you need to know about is this one called immaculate disinflation. Now, I've talked about that several times on the show. I figured I might as well describe it. Here's what this means. It means every time the Fed, or for that matter, any central bank around the world, has brought inflation down to its target, it's done so by causing what's known as an economic slowdown. And that means a recession. But there remains this hope, and this is hope, that one day an economic miracle, you should underline that term, miracle, will happen, and the central bank rate hikes will bring inflation back to target without causing a recession. This is a perfect scenario. Inflation goes down on its own, and the Fed cuts rates to further support growth. This matters to you because that outcome is positive for stocks. And this is another sort of environment we've seen since early June. And although it's important to point out that this has never actually happened before, you never know, it's possible. So that's what that means. And then I said Goldilocks just a minute ago. What does that mean? That's term number five, also called Goldilocks. What this means is the economic data slows just enough to cause the Fed to stop hiking rates, but doesn't slow so much that we worry about a recession. And this environment is positive for stocks, bonds, and real estate. So with these terms in mind, what does this mean overall to the market? Well, you may remember last week I talked about the reasons why we might see any sort of a pullback in the market. And it was due, remember, to data. And one of the things I talked about was earnings. Remember, I said earnings last week were starting in full force and effect. And so we had a full week this week of earnings. And you heard from Netflix, Tesla, and TSM. And the market reacted as I said on Wednesday and Thursday. The market reminded all of us that stocks can go down when there are disappointing earnings. And particularly with Netflix and Tesla, which are big components of the tech sector, those stocks weighed heavily on the tech sector and pulled the market down lower on Wednesday and Thursday. And again, this was moderate. But overall, that's what ended up happening. And so as we continue to go through the heart of earnings season this coming week, this is coming up next week, pay attention to the commentary on pricing and the consumer demand for the products, because that's key. Because as inflation continues to come down, hopefully, so will many companies' margins and profits. And that's not something that's priced into stocks right now as they're trading at these multiples. So you just need to pay attention to that, because that's what's going to ultimately drive the return on your portfolio. Remember, the S&P right now is trading above 19 times 2024 earnings of $240 a share. And that is great momentum, but I don't think that's going to go on forever. And so we are doing what we call our third quarter trade right now. For those of you who are clients who are on my email, we did our State of the Union address on Tuesday, where I walk through a lot of what happened through the mid part of the year. And I also talked about where I thought things were going. And as a result of that, I talked about areas that we were going to be doing trades in. So we are taking profits in some of our things that are up. We're trimming the winners, if you will, and nibbling on some losers here in this third quarter. And just to give you some broad idea of what we're talking about, we're going back to neutral on the stock-bond split. What we saw happen is, because stocks have powered ahead through this sort of mini tech rally, we've seen stocks get ahead of the allocation. What do I mean? Let's say you have a 60-40 portfolio, 60 equity, 40 bonds. It could be 63-64% equity now with the remainder in bonds. That's called a pull ahead. And so just like you would trim a rose, we're going to trim some of those profits and put those into some other areas that we feel might do better as we go through this tougher period of time. So we're also moving an overweight to U.S. stocks. We're trimming tech in favor of broader growth exposure, adding mid caps. We still like cyclicals, defensive, value. And we also like more of a growth bias as well. Just remember, when you're looking at the growth versus value tilt. International markets, we're still enjoying international markets, particularly the value sector, but we are going to start reducing our emerging markets, and that's because of the weak earnings revisions that I just talked about. In terms of bonds, bonds are going to be key as part of your longer-term return, and so we still like the barbell approach. This is where you have short-term and mid to longer term yields in your portfolio, as opposed to stacking everything in the center. And we are adding tips and reducing, say, the high yield. If you have any high yield in your portfolio, I might suggest you change that and look to the higher credit. Still very compelling yields that are out there. So, again, it's just taking a look at where you are and how things have performed, and then making an action in the portfolio.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.